replacement. But the best part is, if you don't like your haircut, you don't have to see anyone for 2 months. So come to Corona Cuts, right on the corner of your bathroom and a sense of regret.
All right, we're going to see if we can get our news partners up here with the governor's press conference. See, it's times like this that make me want to weep. We'll read the closed captioning and tell you what she's saying.
Not it.
We got to stop for Fox now anyway.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
I'm Rich Dennison. A major change in how temporary hospitals will be used.
Following days of criticism, the U.S. military was not treating enough patients. The Pentagon reversed course and says the Javits Center and its 3,000-bed makeshift hospital in New York will now accept COVID-19 patients. Convention centers in New Orleans and Dallas will also begin to accept coronavirus patients as well.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. The CDC is expected to soon recommend everyone in the country cover their faces whenever they need to go outside, but not necessarily with medical masks.
That should in no way ever take away from the availability of masks that are needed for the healthcare providers who are in real and present danger of getting infected from the people that they're taking care of.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the Coronavirus Task Force says the change is in addition to current social distancing guidelines. America is listening to Fox News.
Trying to interpret, because the closed captioning on the governor's thing is a joke. It is.
We're taking this most drastic step. The people of Alabama and some of what we've already been done.
Eddie, closer to the mic, please.
I'm sorry, buddy. Catch back up. COVID-19, we closed our schools, extended the spring break. In hopes of that would be a good start, we issued social distancing and urge the people to practice goodness.
I own hygiene and reduce the number of people who would gallop in one place. What the hell is this crap? Oh, my God.
When the college deans couldn't stay away from each other, we shut down the beaches.
Get to the point, Ivy. Come on.
I think the obvious is coming. We're leaving a takeout delivery a full 3 days before Alabama reported on its first case. My friends, I remind you of all this because Dr. Harris and I have tried to do everything we need to do to keep from having to take the next strong measure. But late yesterday afternoon, it became obvious that more has to be done. The United States now has twice as many cases as any all the country and the quarter of all the world.
Here comes the bullshit.
But each of the last 2 days, the United States has had over 1,000 deaths, which is twice the number of flu deaths the United States usually experiences on a day. The folks are able stands to be tough and potentially very deadly.
This is closed captioning from
this is horrible.
The Twilight Zone.
I'd be better off reading the sign language. I can't say this any more clearly. The COVID-19 is an imminent threat to our way of life.
No, you are.
And you need to understand that we have passed urging people to stay at home. It is now the law. As with all orders like this, there are few exceptions.
Oh, here we go.
You can still go out and get your groceries and your medicines. You're encouraged to steal or take out food from your favorite restaurant.
Okay.
But the stores will be required to institute more stringent rules for keeping us all safe, a number of customers from shopping at any one time. If they don't, there will be consequences. Now she's threatening businesses.
Yeah.
Naturally, there are still some people in many companies, agencies, and departments who are considered essential to the flow of commerce and public safety. This is all outlined in my new order. My friend, staying at home is for your own good. It's also for the well-being of those you love. And let's be honest, while the initial focus of this disease was intended to urge people like many folks over 65 to have pre-existing health conditions to stay at home, the fact is, however, that the median age of those being impacted by
October 19
is now...
This is closed captioning from who?
49. No one is a man from this.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe what we are reading. This is like out of Mad Magazine. So she's going draconian on us.
Yes.
Son of a bitch. Sorry, that's just my opinion.
My fellow alum bands, I plead with you...
Okay, yeah,
I don't want to get arrested.
I'll get arrested.
No, I can't read what they're putting up no more. I'm worried I'm going to read.
This is pathetic. If I was deaf, I would be crapping my pants right now trying to read what's on the TV screen.
Right.
And it's bad news. Damn it. Yeah, well, this just didn't work. Oh, God.
All right, so I guess we'll have to wait till the summary comes out, but I think we all see what's going to happen.
I'm just so pissed right now. I cannot see straight. I knew it. Peer pressure.
Well, the more politicians say they're not going to do something, the more likely they are. And she said, 24 hours ago, we are not going to do exactly what we're doing now.
This is a sad, sad day. I don't know what to tell you, folks. This is really...
Yeah.
This is bad. Now, she did say people could... So I don't tell people to go to Baumhauer's and have them...
No, she said you could still... Go order. Get groceries. You can still, my understanding, get takeout.
Yeah.
You can get that kind of thing.
We'll have to wait for the print. We'll have to wait for the print to come out so we can make sure. Because it was impossible with that closed captioning.
I'm not that bad of a reader, I promise.
No.
No. Folks, let me explain. The only way we could get her, the gist of her conference, was to put on the closed captioning. And anybody that was trying to read what we were reading has no idea what she just said.
No, there was no clear message in that closed captioning at all.
So whatever this whole battle between the mayor and the state attorney general is all moot because now the governor has added these extra...
You think it's peer pressure, Greg?
Yeah, I do.
Me too.
And it's that little prick doctor that... has been wrong on this from day one. Why the president's running them out there, I don't know. 2 million deaths, 20,000 deaths. Make up your frickin' mind.
Yeah, a little bit of leadership goes a long way.
Well, we're going to try and figure out.
I got a message about the basic gist of the order. Governor has issued a stay-at-home order effective tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Oh, great. Tomorrow should be a joy.
Yeah.
Tomorrow should be just a picnic.
Yeah.
We need new leadership everywhere. This is just beyond pathetic. Somewhere here, I have a list of a clip of, it's a supercut of Democrats downplaying coronavirus back in January. Should make them pay. This is not good, man. This is not good. Until, for how long, does it say?
It doesn't say, and that's the other confusing part is, it doesn't say how long, and then what you're going to do, all these people are fixing to get some money. Government stimulus is going to hit. And
those who have
a
registered checking account will get it by the 13th. Sure. What about everybody else?
Well, what's going to happen when money does go to people and they can't go spend it because nothing's open?
Or you got to wait in a...
Right. What's going to happen?
This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts.
Be a good time to buy some stock in Amazon because they're going to be busy.
You can't get anything from them now in a lot of places.
My Prime has taken 6 days to deliver.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. All right, it's...
Other grocery stores do have deliveries.
Yeah, I think Publix does. We were talking about
Walmart.
That earlier.
Sure, if you want to wait till Wednesday. I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah. Everybody's trying all these alternative methods.
Yeah.
And you're going to wind up, Governor, with a psychosis in our state like it's already developing in Florida and everywhere else that's going to be a lot harder to fix than keeping people safe from this freaking flu.
I got two more texts that say it's from April 4th to April 30th.
Well, great. It's only 27 more days. We should be in good shape by then. Damn it!
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Starting today, the city of Montgomery is limiting how many customers can be inside of a store at one time. The directive allows up to 50 customers inside at once and includes large retailers like Walmart and Target. It also only pertains to retailers inside the city limits. As of Friday afternoon, there are 1,414 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama. 21 people have died in the state from the illness. Plus, Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announced that an employee has died of coronavirus. In a statement, Montgomery plant spokesman Robert Burns says, quote, "Our Hyundai community is united in sending thoughts, prayers, and sincerest condolences to the family and friends who are grieving. We have notified any employees who may have been in contact with this individual recently, and they are self-quarantined at this time." And the body of a man found in a pond along Highway 80 in Marengo County has been identified. Uniontown police confirmed that the man is identified as 36-year-old Willie Allen Jr. He was reported missing on March 23rd. The Marengo County coroner says Allen died from an accidental drowning. Police say no foul play is suspected. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, we have a pretty nice weekend forecast to look forward to. Our nice string of days will continue. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, a high temperature in the lower 80s will be closer to the mid-80s, I think, on Sunday. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but under 20% Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Highs will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
In case you missed it, our governor has gone full draconian on the stay-at-home thing. You have a copy of the...
Yeah, give me just a second. I'll pull it up.
All right. And we'll go into it. I'll talk to Jay while you're getting that ready. Jay?
Right. Long time no speak, friends.
We were just asking the other day, where the hell have you been?
I've been in Gulf Shores, man.
Surviving?
Oh, yeah. I was just glad to hear somebody having some outrage. That's why I called. I was glad to hear somebody flipping something out, because down here, everybody's too drunk to care.
Yeah, well, they have driven up alcohol sales. But guess what? Guess what, Governor Ivey? You're going to have real issues with booze and drugs and depression and suicide with this. You are asking something completely unreasonable in putting a blanket order out instead of focusing on the people that are at risk. Stop throwing scary numbers out there. Damn it. This is pathetic.
That's what I'm talking about.
We could have tightened it down a little bit more if we needed to. We could be wearing a scarf or a mask around our mouths. This is nuts. This is going to accomplish nothing except the destruction of the state and local economies.
Oh, definitely.
And then what are you going to do? How many frickin' stimulus packages do you think we can print in Washington, D.C., that everybody's going to sit on their ass and watch Tiger Guy and wait for $1,300 a month and live on that? It ain't happening.
No, it's not. But at least somebody's got some outrage, man. I'm glad that you do, and I'm glad that you're putting it out there, brother.
Ugh, I am absolutely furious at this.
And I mean, the service industry is hurting bad, too. It's like a lot of people can't work. Nothing to do.
There's a lot of construction jobs that just came to a complete halt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They tore the Ryans down in Foley yesterday.
I mean,
and it's not getting finished now.
Yeah, I've got construction jobs going on several of our properties. Those guys, they're essential to me.
Yeah.
They're essential to me, I can tell you that.
What is essential? This thing is not, I don't see
I sent
it.
You that story, Greg. Did you get it?
Is this what they call trickle-down economics?
No, this is called...
statewide stay-at-home.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep listening as long as y'all can keep putting it out there, man.
All right.
Have a good one.
All right, good call, man.
I have a traffic update.
Who cares? I really don't care. Greg. I really could care less. I got a traffic report sitting here anyway. Sorry, I am not happy.
I don't think
that's the word. I think this is... If there was a way to petition and recall her, this is not leadership. This is telling the people of Alabama... We don't trust you.
Yep.
We don't think you're capable of going a step further in observing social distancing and looking out for the at-risk people. That's what this is. And the price we're going to pay is beyond calculation. So we can all sit at home during a nice April and watch the... What about the guys that cut lawns? Are they essential?
Well,
who the hell determines this stuff?
Well, that's a good point, Greg, because in certain neighborhoods, if your grass gets so high, well, the neighborhood HOA drops you a little note, and then the city comes by and puts a nice orange sticker on your door.
Yeah, and if you don't cut it in 72 hours, it's a $240
fine.
There you go.
Lots of questions here.
Every time they do something, they create more questions than answers.
That's how you know they're not real leaders. They don't think things through.
No. Every other governor's doing it, so we don't want them looking at Alabama saying, what's wrong with you people down there?
I wonder
there?
If we beat Mississippi to something, if Mississippi was about to announce it, so suddenly we had to jump in there.
All right. Let's calmly click the traffic button and see what's going on.
Thank you, Greg.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. That accident on I-65 northbound on the River Bridge is out of the way now, and I-65 and 85 are moving at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. We still have some minor accidents that are being worked. 2900 block McGee Road, a block past Fisk as you head towards Woodley. The 3500 block of Lower Wetumpka Road, that's under the Northern Boulevard as you head over into Boylston. And the 3100 block of Norman Bridge Road, that's going to be a block past East Fairview as you head outbound towards the East South Boulevard. Use caution in all those areas and watch out for emergency vehicles. We have congestion around the boulevard this afternoon. All in all, things are not too bad out there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want and they will bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards, and we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
That could be. So what about Clark's? What if your AC goes out? Is that necessary? Eddie Bader is here. You got a list of...
Yeah, I've got a list here. I'm trying to
what's,
read.
What's a necessity?
All right. It says right now, to obtain necessary supplies, a person may leave his or home place of residence to obtain the following supplies for himself or herself or other household members. Food and other consumer goods necessary to maintain a person's daily routine. To maintain safety, sanitation, routine operations of a home or residence. So that right there kind of makes me wonder. Supplies needed to work from home, pharmaceutical prescriptions, fuel for automobiles, vehicles, and other vehicles.
To go where? You know?
Well, it's, yeah.
I
miracles,
gotcha.
Or excuse me, materials for distance learning. Any other supplies necessary to maintain a person's pet's daily routine.
Good, so the vets can stay open.
Mm-hmm. Dental, medical, or surgical procedures allowed under paragraph 14 of this order. Any government-funded services or benefits. Automobile repair services. Services vital to the treatment of care of people with physical, intellectual, development disabilities.
That would be like Gulf States Mobility.
Mm-hmm. Services related to any public or private distance learning activities or education.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Any other services necessary to maintain a person's or person's pet's health or safety?
Here's a list. Let's go back. Every Friday since March 13th, it's gotten worse. March 13th, schools closed. March 20th, only delivery takeout food. March 27th, closed all non-essential businesses. Today, stay the F at home. And who knows what we'll get a week from today.
Well, there's a couple more things in there. Let me bring it back up just
so, from what I understand, like Don Duncan can still service cars.
Right.
Okay.
Well, here's the to work. A person may leave his or her place of residence to perform work at essential businesses and operations as defined in paragraph 2. Work-related activities to maintain the value of a business, establishment, corporation, and or other organizations such as managing inventory, ensuring security, processing payroll and payroll employee benefits. Work-related activities to enable people to work or shop remotely from their residence. Work-related activities that do not require any regular interaction within 6 feet of another person. So if I'm mowing your grass, yeah. I should be able to mow your grass, right?
I would think.
All right, if I'm a contractor, I should be able to still do my job. I can still do construction as long as nobody's, you know, less than 6 feet away. But again, this kind of leaves a little bit to the imagination. It kind of seems like just going out there and we'll tell you if you can be there or not.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. In the meantime, what does somebody like Lynn Bryan do?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's already been closed for a week or two. I'm not sure. I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. I call that Daystopia. So what does she do? What do you do for her family?
Well, I'll be the first one to tell you. Me on the other end, I got a haircut. I need a haircut.
Yeah, me too.
I'm fixing. I mean, this is bringing back Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
So why can't I make a deal with someone who knows how to cut hair to come to my house and cut my hair?
Why not? Exactly.
What's the difference between them or Clark's service coming to service my AC?
Clark's can do that without having to interact because they can take a credit card.
True.
And, you know, what a lot of businesses have been doing that do in-home type of service like Clark's, let us know if there's any issues in the house.
Yep, and that's very smart.
And then they, you know, they're all wearing masks and sanitizing and...
But your governor's picking winners and losers.
Yeah.
And that's not right.
And who's going to pay for the losers, Governor? Who is going to pay? We are.
We are.
We're all going to pay.
But I would rather pay now rather than bail these people out. Because you know, Greg, what's going to happen. A lot of businesses are going to go belly up, which leads to their family going belly up.
We have already passed the time frame for the first stimulus. And what's Nancy Pelosi going to hold it up again for some bullcrap, garbage, Democrat, left-wing program? While everybody waits for Her Highness to... Friends, I got to take a break here because I am going to have a 24-carat nuclear meltdown over this. This is a bullcrap order. It is the governor telling the people of Alabama, we don't trust you, that you can't, we can't ask you and your cooperation in looking after the at-risk people. Here they are. Instead of listing 5,000 businesses that may or may not be open, Governor, give us the four groups of people that are at risk so we can look after them. Make it simple. You've done nothing. You're not a leader. You're a lemming.
Still need that break?
Yeah.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a couple of minor accidents. They are still working right now. 2900 block McGee Road. That's a block past Fisk as you head towards Woodley Road. 3500 block of Lower Wetumpka Road. That's right under the Northern Boulevard as you head over into Boylston. And the 3100 block of Norman Bridge Road. That's a block past East Fairview outbound as you head towards Norman Bridge and the East South Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles. All those scenes, they should be wrapping those up momentarily. We've got some congestion at the major intersections around the boulevard. Taylor Road very heavy this afternoon. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. The 31s are a little heavy. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to trinumstate.edu and enroll now. Trinum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announced that an employee has died of coronavirus. In a statement, Montgomery plant spokesman Robert Burns said, quote, "Our Hyundai community is united in sending thoughts, prayers, and sincerest condolences to the family and friends who are grieving. We've notified any employees who may have been in contact with this individual recently, and they are self-quarantined at this time." Plus, starting today, the city of Montgomery is limiting how many customers can be inside a store at once. The directive allows up to 50 customers inside at once and includes large retailers like Walmart and Target. It also only pertains to retailers inside the city limits. As of Friday afternoon, there are 1,414 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama. 21 people have died in the state from the illness. And the body of a man found in a pond along Highway 80 in Marengo County has been identified. Uniontown police confirmed that the man is identified as 36-year-old Willie Allen Jr. He was reported missing on March 23rd. The Marengo County coroner says Allen died from an accidental drowning. Police say no foul play is suspected. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. All things considered, we have a pretty nice weekend forecast to look forward to. Our nice string of days will continue. For tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s will be closer to the mid-80s, I think, on Sunday. A sun and cloud mix both days. Rain chances are not quite zero, but under 20% Saturday and Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Highs will be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Sitting in this chair, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere. Can't go to movies, breweries, parties, horse races, ball games, arcades, parades, no vacation, shopping malls, pub crawls, pool halls, gas stations, barbers, butchers, doctors, graduations, bowling, mini golf, axe throwing, roller skating, sitting here doing social isolation. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go anywhere, man. Can't go cut my hair, man. At these four walls I stare, man. Corona's in the air, man. Can't go anywhere.
That's what the governor says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just placed, I went to bombhours.com.
Yeah.
I need comfort food. So I'm going over there. They have a new thing at bombhours.com. Two things. Drive through if you're just doing wings and fries. Just wing it. Gabby's just wing it. And go to bombhours.com, and they have a very easy and simple ordering mechanism so you can do curbside pickup at the time that's convenient for you. So I just placed an order to pick up at 6:15.
Yeah.
And you know, they've narrowed the menu down a little bit, but you still got plenty of great choices from the black and white chicken and the burgers and stuff. And that's what I'm doing.
And how convenient was that for you, Greg?
It was very easy to do.
There you go.
But I think this garbage today. Every Friday, it's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you can't do. When does this end? How long do you think the state can take the strain of this?
They can't. They can't even get the unemployment checks right, man.
No. No, you better have a direct deposit account. I need to talk to my lawyer. My lawyer.
Hi.
I'm line two, and she's on the air with us now.
You need to calm your client down.
I know. So I am actually reading the order myself.
Yes.
Well, it is what it is, y'all. It is what it is.
That's right.
So
I'm
well aware. I don't think it's much different than what we were kind of already doing, but I mean, it's just like.
Then why do it at all?
I know. It's a tough call, but.
The thing about the number of people in the stores is different.
Yeah.
Because that makes it a lot more difficult for people to get essential items that they need.
Well, and it's exposing more people because even watching what the CDC was saying this afternoon about, well, now we're not really sure.
They don't know.
I've
got a story here from Dr. Fauci in January not to worry about the damn coronavirus, and now he's the Prime Minister of America.
Yeah, I just...
Sucking up the
media. There's just a lot going on. Yeah. So, how about those Marlins?
You know, pretty good.
I mean, like, there's nothing I can do about it except just sit here and just be like, okay, well, here we are, and these are the cards we've been dealt, so we've got to make the best of it. So, who's playing Yahtzee tonight? I'm going to get out my dominoes. I might teach my husband how to play chess. I don't know. We got to get creative, y'all. Like, it's time. Just, you know, get creative.
Yeah.
So... here we are. Delkin Tomlinson is still open, by the way. Delkin Tomlinson is still open. Amy is going to be working from home now. All of the phones are being forwarded. We are not missing a beat. So if you need us, don't hesitate to call. Shoot us an email. We're here to help. We know this is stressful. So bear with us. We'll bear with y'all. We're making the best of it.
I don't know if you caught it earlier because I know you are working at home and you're very busy. A note from... my friend Dr. Jeff Pasley, and his suggestion, and I think this is a good one.
Okay.
He said from the beginning of this, we should have had a hard quarantine of the at-risk population. But the governor throws somebody who doesn't fit the older profile out there, and that's why we just can't quarantine at-risk people.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we going to do? Quarantine... Everybody, we're always at risk in life, always at risk. Yeah. I'll be damned if I'll go through a month of this bull crap and then get hit by a bus again and not make it the next time on May 1st.
That's a thing for you, too. Yeah. Like, you have a history with buses.
Yeah, I do.
So, I mean,
and
like,
I
that's
the
a,
I thought you more of a
genuine
train guy.
Concern.
He says, unfortunately, we're going to accept the known risk of likely more deaths from suicide and economic fallout than we're going to have from an unknown death toll of COVID-19. It's possible the authorities calculated and surmised they would not get compliance from the at-risk population group and decided to go this more invasive route, which
is... Tell me you're not going to get compliance from the at-risk group when most of the at-risk group are senior citizens. Are you telling me they're going to go riot?
I think you have to, at some point, treat people like adults and say, here are the people at risk. Alabama, we need you to observe these protocols and make sure these people are looking after them because we don't have the personnel to go door to door. So help us out here. Be good neighbors.
Right. How hard
and
is
most
that?
People already are doing that.
And deal with the ones who won't comply.
That's the problem. It's easier to address and punish the masses rather than go after the
And that's
few.
What this is doing.
That's right.
And God help us. It's the 3rd of April.
Jacqueline, were you just coughing?
I was.
Okay, cut her off. We just caught it.
So here's the thing, y'all. I don't know if anybody else is having this crazy allergies in Alabama.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm scared to go out in public because I don't want people to look at me funny. But, like, I promise I don't have COVID-19. Like, I am hyped up on Benadryl and Claritin and nasal spray, and it's bad. This is the worst I've ever had allergies, but I promise it's not COVID.
Yeah, it's
I'm right here with you. We're all dealing with it. The timing
on that is horrendous.
I know. Yeah. Like, I'm scared to even go to the grocery store because if I'm, like, holding in my cough like that guy on the news because I'm scared people are going to think I'm, like, a leper and I'm exposed.
Well, are you doing the neti pot?
No, so I'm doing, like, the I'm a big salt, you know, daily nasal spray person, the holistic.
Yeah.
So I've been using that, like, the neti pot, but not the actual, like, salt mixture, mix it up.
I've been doing that, and it makes a difference, but you know your head's clogged when you got to force a little bit harder to make it come back out. I mean,
I have to use the bottled saline because, like, I have an unrealistic fear of, like, a flesh-eating bacteria from, like, tap water.
Actually, you know what I mean? I read about it, so you're not too far off.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. It's a little bit of an unrealistic fear, though, because, I mean, that doesn't really happen that often, but yes.
You should
boil
use champagne.
It first.
You guys, I have the allergies. Don't judge me. Not the COVID.
Oh, I'm not. But I'm saying if you're concerned about the water, boil it.
That's twice.
Boil it.
That's twice.
Boil it first and then let it cool off.
So my parents, you know, they know I have the allergies, and I'm, like, hiding the allergies from everybody because I'm like, oh, they're going to think I'm exposed. So my mom last night was like, if that gets any worse, like, you really do need to go to the doctor and just get kind of checked out. And I'm like, that is the last place that I'm going.
Right.
Like, I'm not stepping foot in an urgent care unless, like, it is urgent. Like, we're just not doing that.
Exactly.
There, the pharmacies are not where you want to be hanging out.
Not right now.
No. Adams Drugs has... It saddened me. I had to stop by today. Their gift shops are roped off. You can't go in there.
And they got some great stuff.
For Easter.
They're the best.
And then Mother's Day. And by the time this is all over, who knows how those places are going to make it. They did the curbside for me today I'll tell you what, these big box stores, that's chaos, that's pandemonium. AdamsDrugs.net, it's very easy to get your health insurance information and your prescriptions transferred. They can do it in a few clicks, and then you don't have to park 5 miles away from the front door and wait for social distancing when they can bring it right out to you.
Yeah,
that's the best way to do it.
But
I stand firm on if we can just stop having the numbers go up, things will open up, like, instantaneously. Like, it's going to be one of those things where, like, all of a sudden everything's closed, and then the next day everything's open. I don't think we're going to have this, like, slow trickle effect.
I sure hope so, because that's what we'll need to get the economy going, bing, bang, boom, in a hurry.
That's why putting dates on this is
insane. Well, and there was some issues today. So I don't know if anybody else who listens, any of the listeners, have tried to apply for the, it was the Paycheck Protection Plan that went into effect today.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Oh, what a fiasco that was.
What a surprise. Hey, you want government to do everything for you? There you go. They got it all figured out.
Yeah. So, like, Dana, who's doing great, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
She's not even having allergies, y'all. Like, she's fine.
That's great.
I know. I'm over here like...
Yeah, I know. Do we need to send someone over there?
I know. No, I'm fine. I promise. Like, I'm not hiding my cough, though,
anymore.
You made
me laugh for the first time in 45 minutes. Congratulations.
Deal with my hacking and coughing, because it's pollen, people. Calm down.
We know.
Don't send the authorities to my house.
We know, but we're coming over with a can of Lysol anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
So
I
who's
going
to get me mouth-to-mouth when go into cardiac arrest here?
I don't know.
You're on your own, Greg.
We'll roll you down the stairs. Maybe something will kick loose on you. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, just start hitting your, you know, your breastplate really hard right there on the desk.
Where's Greg?
There he goes.
Greg, don't make me laugh. My lungs have, like, pollen in them. Like, don't make me laugh. I'm going to start coughing and people are going to get really concerned.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Jay Quillen.
Is it personal? Do you need to ask me off air?
I do. No, I do have one to ask you off air. Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to know if we could talk to you tomorrow morning for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll probably have to set an alarm because, I mean, I don't know what day it is. What's tomorrow? Saturday?
Yeah, you're having Dystopia, huh?
It's like literally Groundhog Day at my house.
It is.
Like,
I'm sure it is. Everybody's saying that.
Yeah.
My Facebook poster for, I'm keeping a quarantine log here, and every day is starting to look the same because we're just the doing the same things every day. And my two-year-old thinks this is, like, the best vacation he's ever been on.
Well,
and words over it.
So dial the same number to get Duncan Tomlinson, right? 819-4810, mm-hmm. family law, yes. Urgencies. Those things cannot be shut down.
No, yeah. And courts are, okay, so I read the order. Courts are still in effect. Amy has had contact with most of the judicial assistants this week. A lot of people, if they're not working at the office, they're working remotely, but work is still happening. Like, orders are coming out. I had right. three orders come out since 4 o'clock today. I mean, things are happening, people. So if you're interested in filing for a divorce, or you're ready to file for a divorce, or your ex-baby mama is not allowing you to have visitation with your child because of COVID-19, or you've had a domestic violence issue and the police have gotten involved and you've got an order, call us or find us on Facebook. Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, message us on Facebook. Whatever way you need to reach out to us. But we're up. We're working.
819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. And we hope to hear it. We're only on till 8:30 tomorrow morning, so.
Okay. Well, I'll set my alarm and I'll get up early. But
excellente.
Text me after the show your personal question, Greg, and I'll do my best to comply.
I'll probably do it sooner than that.
Okay, Lena.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And David Justice, known to America as
Mr. Sandman.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Well, we're closed as of 5 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll probably shut down around 4:30 or so. But we'll be open tomorrow if you want to come pick up some of the people who have stuff on layaway and things. But this order now they're saying it really makes it foolish to try to stay open.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Ben.
Yeah, how do you feel about this? Do you think this is necessary today?
Oh, I don't, but, you know, I'm an optimist anyway, so.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I don't know, you know, you see all sorts of different things. You know, some experts are saying that, you know, flattening the curve is going to elongate the curve tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what's what. Nobody does. And everybody's scared. So, you know, this is make people feel better. But by the end of April, if they don't open it back up, suicides and murders, you know, it's going to
be skyrocketing.
Belkin Tomlinson are going to be having all the business they can shake a stick at.
Yeah, so. I'm sure. Unfortunately, they will. And I think this was a slap in the face.
Every adult,
every contributing citizen in this state to assume that we couldn't do a little more to help with social distancing and looking after the at-risk people. But slamming the door shut on everybody is going to create problems. They can't see beyond their next glass of bourbon in that governor's office. That's what I say. And I'm pissed.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, and she's done it, so. You know, we're going to have to live with her decision, and it may, you know, the repercussions for the next 5 years may be felt, so.
God help us. We're going to do this again next year when the next flu comes around? Oh, my God. This is such short-sighted thinking. Mr. Sandman, we'll be here in the morning. Please give us a reminder call. There's going to be
If I'm awake, I will.
Please do, buddy.
You sleep?
I will.
You sleep well because you sleep on your own product.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's right.
Mr. Okay. Sandman, open tomorrow, and that will be his last day until this thing is rescinded.
Wendell J. just gave me a call, and Rhonda McCall Walker of Montgomery County Commission said that Steve Marshall has come on again and said 50% capacity is okay in the stores. You cannot enforce this 10 people rule, and that 50% capacity, they can enforce that, which is less than normal. However, it's much more than 10 people per building. So we'll see what happens there.
I don't even understand what you're telling me because I'm so angry now and so frustrated. And we got too many effing officials issuing effing proclamations and rules and interpretations. And here's what you can do. And wash everything after dinner. I'm tired of it. And we got 27 days of this bullcrap to go through now.
Ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I should be the voice of calm. No. I'm the voice of outrage. This is bull. And every week, it's something else, going back a month.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I'm not apologizing for my passion, but this has literally sickened me heart and soul. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Mike Benson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs' challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit adamsdrugs.net.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
News Report.
Stocks finishing lower with Wall Street posting its third losing week in the last four. Today's losses come as the government reports that more than 700,000 jobs were lost last month. The unemployment rate climbing to 4.4% from 3.5% in February. The Dow falling 361 points. The Nasdaq down 114. S&P 500 down 38. And in a down market, shares of Peloton surging 7.5%. With many gyms closed due to the pandemic, people are turning to at-home exercise, and that seems to be helping the spin bike maker's business. Its March downloads of its various workout apps were up 5 times compared to its February run rate. And Walmart shares gaining after the Wall Street Journal reported sales for March surged nearly 20% in-store and also online. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Do you approve of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic? The big media and Nancy Pelosi are blaming him. Now you can let America know your opinion about President Trump. Vote today in Newsmax's poll. Just text the word VOTE to 39747. That's VOTE to 39747. And Newsmax will share the poll results with Congress and the media. It takes only a minute. So text VOTE to 39747 and let your voice be heard right now.
Let's let the voice of Don Duncan be heard right now.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for fighting for us, Greg.
I'm telling you, Don, I am beyond angry at this point.
Right. And I appreciate how you feel about small business. We're just fighting for survival, and that's what I wanted to call real quick and try to be as positive as possible. Just remind people that while you're out and you're not able to go to work, if you do need us to pick up your car, and help you with that, just give us a call. We'll come get it. If you need tires repairs, you just give us a call. We'll come get it, take care of it. If you don't want to see anyone, if you're just, you know, want to stay away from everybody, you can pay us by credit card over the phone. We'll bring it back and yet never see anyone. And due to what's about to happen, because the few grocery stores and those kind of things, those guys are probably going to work even harder than they've been working. I want to extend the 50% off on the work.
Yeah, we've had some wonderful feedback on that, Don.
Well, I want to extend that to also your grocers and the folks that are working in those grocery stores and keeping the shelves full for us. So if you just want to add that to us, anybody in the food industry, the restaurants that are trying to fight to stay open, you know, if we can help any of those. So if you come in, you're in the food industry, whether it's restaurants or grocers or you know, food outlet, you know, whoever it may be, just mention that you heard us on your show, and we'll give them the works 50% off, too, just to try to, you know, try to keep us all working and stay busy. And again, we appreciate everything you do for us. And that's at 408 Madison, 2700 Bell Road, and then up in Millbrook, right behind McDonald's, right next to Tractor Supply.
And convenient to all the Prattville. And Don, other than 7:30 tomorrow morning, we're on from 6 to 8:30. So if you want to call in tomorrow morning and remind everybody again, the phone will be open for you.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for what you do for us.
No, thank you for what you do for us, yes. My friend.
You're take care,
good
Don.
Man.
Thanks, Don.
Good man. I'm serious. I'm not a crybaby, but I am on the verge of tears right now because the people that support this radio station are small businesses. I've known them for many years. I care about their livelihoods. I care about, are we messaging in a way that people are coming to see you? How can I do it better for you? I live with that every single day. We're talking about people like Brian Jewelry. Well, she just got an extension on her closure from the 13th through the end of the month. Mother's Day is coming up. I hope there's a way that people can do business with her online or something. She's got 64 plus years, that name does, in Prattville. How long do you think they can survive? These business people, they want to take care of the people that work for them. I know Lynn and Don and everybody else, they want to keep money in people's pockets so they can survive. Because we're now past, even if you get a check, we're past the first stimulus.
Yeah.
How often do you think you can crank up the government printing press and throw money out there, which doesn't even begin to cover most people's expenses?
Not only that, who's getting them? I don't know anybody that's gotten them yet.
I don't either.
I can guarantee you Nancy Pelosi, people got hers.
The word I want to use to describe Nancy Pelosi will get me...
You can't say on air.
Yeah, I know that.
I love you, Rosie.
Love you, too. Love you, Greg.
Georgia Floors Direct. Jeff Mallinson, if you're listening, give me a call. Let me know what you have to do now. I think it's ridiculous. It's a big building. Social distancing is the least of their problems, but they got to close? I don't know. I'll text Jeff and ask him to call.
Yeah, a lot of that's going to be open to interpretation.
As Jacqueline reminded us, the courts are open if you need something done in the way of family law, divorce, whatever it is, any legal issue. I should probably get my will done sooner than later.
Greg?
You'll live and not die.
My blood pressure is, I can feel it.
It's bringing color to you, I tell you that.
As long as it's not a fever, we're
I'm
okay.
So glad I'm with people that can make me laugh. Duncan Tomlinson, by the way, 819-4810. Donald Crawdad, T-Spear, I need you to hold. We'll come back after Fox.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a couple of minor accidents that they are wrapping up right now. One on the Eastern Boulevard just up from Vaughn Road. We believe that one's out of the way. Also, the 3500 block lower Wetumpka Road. That's right under the Northern Boulevard as you head into Boylston. 3100 block Norman Bridge Road. That's a block past East Fairview Avenue as you head towards Normandale and the East South Boulevard. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got congestion on the East South Boulevard at all the major intersections.